haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
This is Forge Rains, and you're listening to 101.9 CFRC.
It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, the Shuikuzi Bridge in Guilin City, China, is famous for creating a unique living environment. The idea of building there was to take advantage of unused land near the center of the city instead of expanding outward. There obviously had to be a compromise because the apartment buildings rising up all the way to the bridge would be affected by traffic noise and pollution, and that was in the way of low rent. Contrary to belief, few people complained because the advantages far outweighed the disadvantages. Today, the community under the bridge is regarded as an innovative way of managing urban density in a city over 4 million people, where available land is very scarce. Well, let's hear from J.G. Rock, who has his backpack all ready to visit the city on Coasting. Well, The Pedals are a band that takes the melodic classic pop sound of the past and bring it into a new generation. The Pedals' sound is something both familiar and unique, gift-wrapped in the perfect package. Love and Devotion is from Presenting the Pedals, the Vancouver's Dune full-length record. And prior to that, JG Rock positions himself as an Ottawa alt-rock artist, and his Bandcamp page says, making Christian rock that actually rocks. His new song, Backpack, is a standalone digital track. Well, Steve Howard is up next. Drifting Along leans into a signature mix of plain-spoken storytelling, dusty guitar lines, and that wandering reflective mood that he captures so well.
I was a young boy. Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
Well, the Waterworks give us a dreamy, restless groove on Little Lucky, a track that captures that familiar feeling of wanting to finally catch a break in life. As part of the Toronto Outfit's release Dream Songs, I, the Yellow Tape, a lo-fi dream pop bedroom record collection. And ahead of that, Timmins songwriter Steve Howard has been quietly building one of the most distinctive folk blues catalogs in Northern Ontario, and Drifting Along is a standout from his 2026 collection, Folks Changed, People Died, Others Lived, Why Do You Ask? Well, it's time to revisit one of my favorite records of 2025 called California Way, and it's from our Hamilton friend, Tommy Gunn. Let's spin this clever play on words, Hollywood Fanta C, spelled like the drink, on Coasting.
Came from Paris, smells like my face. Tennessee.
Jonathan Whitford.
Well, it took me some time to get on these weary feet. I've been working all through the night, man. I never missed a beat. Well, it's always the same old song and dance. I'd be there right now, taking all the chances that you want to turn this whole world around. Well, I want to keep my head in the clouds. We're in Hollywood, Hollywood now. All we gotta do is please the crowd. Please the crowd. How, 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 how. Oh, she never questions my commitment to the night. She gets dressed up and I get caught up in her looking so right. Yeah, well, nowadays it's an old standard line. I got so much to live for now. You ain't ever taking mine. And you wanna turn this whole world around. I wanna keep my head in the clouds. Please the crowd, how, 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 Hollywood, Hollywood now. All we gotta do is please the crowd, how, how, how. We'll be right back.
Independent Saskatoon singer-songwriter Lee Strimer discovered his love for song and melody at an early age. His music embraces the mystical light and dark sides of life and beyond. Lee says Hollywood Now is an upbeat two-stepping 90s country song with a rock edge. Grab your date and celebrate on the dance floor. And before that, Tommy Grazley, aka Tommy Gunn, gives us Hollywood Fantasy, a jangly track that feels like a lost reel from the golden era of West Coast rock. It's part of his album California Way, where he channels the Beach Boys, Tom Petty, and the Mamas and Papas into a modern, sun-soaked pop rock sound. Well, after the break, I'll talk about an unusual artist, Spread. And to get us there, let's check out a new song from Voodoo Walters. Walters is a Toronto-based independent artist working across blues, boogie, swamp, soul, and rock and roll. And you'll find I Won't Tell on his new record, Southbound.
Some people talk all day. Some people talk all night. They just want to be heard. They don't care if it's right. I won't tell nobody. I won't tell nobody. I won't tell nobody. As long as you don't tell me. Now speech is silver. Take all the board on down. But if you stay mum, you can have your fun all the while on dry ground. Little Jackie Horner, and I haven't said a word. But here you come, just a flapping your gums, making sure that everybody's heard. My ears are sore and tired, I swear they're about to fray. Give your tongue a rest, you've been on it all day. I won't tell nobody. I won't tell. I
It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, more than 800 pounds of peanut butter, enough for around 15,000 sandwiches, has been spread across the floor of a museum in the Netherlands. It was a tribute to Dutch artist Wim T. Schippers, the conceptual artist who first created the pindakaas vloer, or peanut butter floor, in the 1960s. Schippers was a beloved non-conformist character in the Netherlands who created absurd and silly works that challenged conventional ideas about the meaning of art. It took two employees of the museum several days to spread 40 buckets of peanut butter across a 25-square-meter hexagon. Prior to his death, Schippers discussed how to recreate the work, saying, "Apply the peanut butter as smoothly and as boringly as possible." Well, Finn Wolfhard is standing back and letting them finish spreading their peanut butter on Coasting. So Not Responsible for Loss or Damage is from the new record called Dorothy by Larice, who has spent the last decade resurfacing his lost glam catalog. His new work shows he's still writing with the same flamboyant, subversive energy from the 70s. The international singing star and former number one Canadian male dance vocalist embodies the heart and soul of disco and dance. And ahead of that, I'll Let You Finish is Wolf Wolfhard's lead single from his sophomore album Fire From the Hip, released in April. The Vancouver actor-turned-musician gives us jangly rock, influenced by the Rolling Stones, the Strokes, and guided by voices. Well, the new song, Single, is a single, and it's also a track you'll find on the Ring Shepherd's latest album, Complex.
I know you're lonely,
Whitford.
Well, The Stakes Are Us, formed in Vancouver as a pandemic-era collaborative songwriting project whose work spans multiple digital albums, all self-written and recorded. Back Again sets a tone for Made of Strangers, built on repetition, emotional recursion, and minimalist but expressive phrasing. And prior to that, the Ring Shepherds are a pop-rock outfit rooted in Toronto, with members connected to Ottawa, Alberta, BC, and Nova Scotia. They dropped the track Single back in May, and you'll also find it on their recent full-length Complex. Well, Nova Wolf is up next. The electronic artist, producer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist creates emotionally charged music at the intersection of electronic, melodic house, and Afro-world influences. Here's Criminal on Coasting. We'll be right back.
It's Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
So Tripper and the Wild Things are a five-piece band whose name comes from a mix of Where the Wild Things Are and the film Meatballs. Fever Dreams is from the Hamilton Rockers' latest EP that explores themes of growing into adulthood and the transitional period between adolescence and maturity. And before that, raised in the forested outskirts of Sault Ste. Marie, Miguel, known as Nova Wolf, is a global nomad writing and collaborating across continents. Before launching Nova Wolf, he worked behind the scenes as a Juno Award-winning producer and engineer. Layout on the Line is his recent collaboration with New Zealand artist Late June. Well, friends, I see we're just about out of time for today, but be sure to head on back next Tuesday and I'll play you some more of my favorite new music and share some fun stories. If you have any comments or you have a request, please head up my Jonathan Whitford Instagram page or email me at coasting@radiowestern.ca. So I'll leave you with a stunning new track from Tanner, who calls himself Sunset Cassette 87. The sound designer from Sherwood Park, Alberta, paints dreamy sonic landscapes with a signature blend of synthwave and atmospheric textures. So let's check out my favorite track in this new record. It's called El Elyon and translated as God Most High in Hebrew. And on that note, I want to wish everyone a safe week. And for all us here at Coasting, I'm Jonathan Whitford.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
You don't need no oil when you fry bacon, because what? Bacon has its own oil!
Oh yeah, she's talking about making bacon with me, DJ Over Easy, Saturday mornings from 8 till 10.
You produce your own oil and allow others to taste and see that CFRC is good.
Hi, I'm JC Kenny. I do the Kingston Report on CBC Radio. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's University campus in Kingston, Ontario.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9.